Mano Enterprises, Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary, can you pass me to Victor again? We got disconnected.
Sure, just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Victor, we just got disconnected. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You left off, you said you were going to make about $8,000 a month.
Yeah, that's the income. What I'd like to know, basically, let's just say that I got approved and you came up with something good. What would the interest rate be today?
There's no interest rate, actually. It's called a fixed cost loan. It's not revolving. Yeah, it's a little bit different. The working capital finance.
Yeah, you told me about it.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's a fixed cost loan. It's working capital financing is the name for it.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no interest rate. So it's actually very straightforward. To make it very easy, you have your principal that you borrow, and then you have a payback. So that payback is the total amount that you're going to pay back on payments. Typically, the payments are going to be daily, weekly, or monthly. And the terms are usually short term, anywhere from 3 months to 24 months. So it's different than like a line of credit, for example, where you have an interest rate it's hard to calculate what you're paying in interest. You know exactly what you're paying in interest, and it just makes it a lot simpler. But you've been in business a long time. You're in a good industry, and it sounds like you have pretty good cash flow in your business, good revenue. So I think you'd qualify for some of our better programs. You had mentioned to me that you were looking for around $500K. Is that still the case?
Yeah, that would help me out a lot.
Okay, and you'd be using it in that office building, the 2,800 square foot?
Yeah.
Okay, for like renovations and stuff like that, or what exactly?
No. I just want to put a loan on it, and I want to use the money somewhere else, in and out, okay, like a line of credit, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Are you looking for, because this is unsecured cash, are you looking for like a collateralized? Okay.
But I mean, what is the, like if we had a 3-year deal, then you'd have to let me know now. It would be fixed now then, a payback, right?
Per month? Exactly. Uh-huh. So you know exactly what you're paying back over whatever the term is.
It would have to all be paid back by that in that manner?
Exactly, and we'd get you set up on fixed payments. They would just withdraw directly from your account, the payments.
Oh, six payments?
No, fixed payments.
Six payments?
No, F-I-X-E-D, fixed.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. So, yeah. But what would that be based on today? What would it be?
It really depends on a number of things. What I would do is get you the best rate I can qualify you for with the longest term available, and then if that works for you, you can take it. If not, we can try to work something else out. Like I said, it just depends on a number of factors. I can actually have an answer for you, an approval on the table for you. Typically, it takes about 24 to 48 hours. But if you can get me the appropriate documents today, I can very likely have an answer for you tomorrow. In fact, I have a meeting with my underwriter today at the end of the day, so I can present your file and maybe have some better feedback for you by tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Did you send me an application?
I believe I did, but let me send you another one because it was a month ago. I know that can get lost in the shuffle. Let me just let you know what you need, and you can tell me if it's stuff that you kind of have handy around the office, or maybe something Rosemary can take care of for you. It's a one-page application.
I remember.
Yeah.
I think I got it in my file here, but it's better. Email me another one real quick.
Okay, cool. It's a one-page application, 6 months of business bank statements. We just need the previous 6 months. We look at the cash flows of the business, and then we need the previous year's tax return. You have 2015 taxes already done?
Pardon?
Do you have your 2015 tax return already done?
It's just about finished. The CPA is still working on it a little bit.
Yeah. No problem. That's totally fine, actually. Do you have your 2014?
Yeah.
2014 will actually work just fine if your 2015 isn't done. It's just the one-page application, 6 months bank statements, and your 2014 tax return. Does that sound like stuff you have around you can probably get me today?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. 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 Yeah. I'm going to email you right now then. And then just respond whenever you find a few minutes, you can get that over to me. And, as soon as I get your files, I'll start, get the process going. And like I said, I'm going to prioritize it. I know we've kind of been in contact for, well, on and off the last month or so. So, like I said, I want to put this at the front of the line for you. But yeah, you should get an email from me within the next 5 or 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then I'll follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Is there,
yeah, if I have any questions, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, give me a call. Definitely anything comes up, but I'll follow.
Yeah, leave your phone number on it, okay?
Okay, perfect. I'll check back with you tomorrow around this time. Will that be okay?
Yeah. Or earlier if possible.
Earlier if possible. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. And if I'm have an appointment that I don't know about right now, Rosemary will know it, and she would let you know and get back to you.
Okay, perfect. And by the way, Victor, you had mentioned that are you 50% owner, you and your brother-in-law?
No, I own 100% of this one.
You're 100%. Yeah. Okay, I don't know where I got that from.
We have a company. It's called R&B Properties, which is my company and his company. It's my brother-in-law, and we've been in the business. With his dad's owning the company years ago, it's probably 70 years we've been in the building business.
Wow, and that's a long time.
We were primarily home builders. That's uh-huh. what my father-in-law was, and we got into home building too. But when we met the guy from Canada, he invested 50% interest in 350 acres here on the bluff.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you this address, and you can pull it up on the internet. You'll see.
Oh, sure, yeah. What is it?
What we've done. Well, our address is 7545 North Del Mar.
Uh-huh.
7545
Del Mar. Mhm.
North Del Mar. Suite 206, and that's all you need, I think, and it'll pull. And hopefully they'll have the whole scheme of it, which is the 350 acres that's on top of a bluff.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And with the river down below it, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, actually. Let's see, 7545 yeah. North Delmar.
Does it show that part portion of it?
Let me see. I'm on Google Images. I don't see the river.
Well, it would be to the north.
To the north, let's see.
You see the houses next to this, our address?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. It's loading. Not quite. I'll have to research a little more.
Okay, do this. Take 266 West Bluff.
266 West Bluff. Uh-huh.
That's Fresno, California. 93711.
Okay.
It should show that, because I live on the bluff. It should show the bluff.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice property.
Yeah, do you see the river? Does it go further?
Let's see. I do. I see it on the map, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That's the San Joaquin River, and
and
the stuff below there used to be my father-in-law's, and we after he passed away, we sold it to it was 600 acres, okay, 550.
Wow.
That whole area was 550 down below. We sold it to the government. They're, mm-hmm. It'll be an open space park and the whole ball of wax, and they're working on it now.
Wow, anyway. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's anyway. Beautiful property.
Yeah, it was, and unfortunately, he never got to develop it. Myself and my brother-in-law developed it after he passed away, and with the help of the Canadian guy. We were in our 30s, and and we had the experience, but the bankers didn't think that we could handle it. So we sold a half interest in it for the same amount that we paid for the whole thing, and we got all our money back, and we had a 50% interest in that property. And then we built the, then we bought the 110 acres to the south, which is the industrial park where our office is at.
Okay, gotcha.
A big major shopping center across the street. So it's been good property, you know, and like that was the end of the Fresno city, and now they're going across the river. So anyway, yeah, just give it to me, and I'll see if I can see my CPA in here. We have our own CPA, but we still take it out to a company to do our taxes.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm just going to send you the quick email right now, and you'll have my phone number on there. So if anything comes up in the meantime or you have any questions, give me a call, and I'll check back with you tomorrow or a little earlier than this time. Okay, Vic?
Okay, yeah, real good.
Nice chatting with you, man. You take care. We'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.